pretty. Her eyes seemed to change color like a kaleidoscope, brown, blue, and green. Jason let go of her hand. I don't... In the front of the bus, a teacher shouted,
"All right, cupcakes, listen up!"
The guy was obviously a coach. His baseball cap was pulled low over his hair, so you could just see his beady eyes. He had a wispy goatee and a sour face, like he'd eaten something moldy. His buff arms and chest pushed against a bright orange polo shirt. His nylon workout pants and Nikes were spotless white. A whistle hung from his neck, and a megaphone was clipped to his belt. He would have looked pretty scary if he hadn't been 5'0". When he stood up in the aisle, one of the students called, "Stand up, Coach Hedge."
"I heard that."
The coach scanned the bus for the offender. Then his eyes fixed on Jason, and his scowl deepened. A jolt went down Jason's spine. He was sure the coach knew he didn't belong there. He was going to call Jason out, demand to know what he was doing on the bus, and Jason wouldn't have a clue what to say. But Coach Hedge looked away and cleared his throat.
"We'll arrive in 5 minutes. Stay with your partner. Don't lose your worksheet. And if any of you precious little cupcakes causes any trouble on this trip, I will personally send you back to campus the hard way."
He picked up a baseball bat and made like he was hitting a homer. Jason looked at the girl next to him. "Can he talk to us that way?" She shrugged. "Always does. This is the wilderness school, where kids are the animals." She said it like it was a joke they'd shared before. "This is some kind of mistake," Jason said. "I'm not supposed to be here." The boy in front of him turned and laughed.
"Yeah, right, Jason. We've all been framed. I didn't run away 6 times. Piper didn't steal a BMW.
The girl blushed.
"I didn't steal that car, Leo."
"Oh, I forgot, Piper. What was your story? You talked the dealer into lending it to you?"
He raised his eyebrows at Jason like, "Can you believe her?" Leo looked like a Latino Santa's elf, with curly black hair, pointy ears, a cheerful, babyish face, and a mischievous smile that told you right away this guy should not be trusted around matches or sharp objects. His long, nimble fingers wouldn't stop moving, drumming on the seat, sweeping his hair behind his ears, fiddling with the buttons of his army fatigue jacket. Either the kid was naturally hyper, or he was hopped up on enough sugar and caffeine to give a heart attack to a water buffalo.
"Anyway," Leo said, "I hope you've got your worksheet, 'cause I used mine for spitwads days ago. Why are you looking at me like that? Somebody drawing my face again?"
"I don't know you," Jason said. Leo gave him a crocodile grin.
"Sure, I'm not your best friend. I'm his evil clone."
"Leo Valdez!"
Coach Hedge yelled from the front.
"Problem back there?"
Leo winked at Jason.
"Watch this."
He turned to the front.
"Sorry, Coach. I was having trouble hearing you. Could you use your megaphone, please?"
Coach Hedge grunted like he was pleased to have an excuse. He unclipped the megaphone from his belt and continued giving directions. But his voice came out like Darth Vader's. The kids cracked up. The coach tried again, but this time the megaphone blared,
"The cow says moo!"
The kids howled, and the coach slammed down the megaphone.
"Valdez!"
Piper stifled a laugh.
"My God, Leo, how did you do that?"
Leo slipped a tiny Phillips head screwdriver from his sleeve.
"I'm a special boy."
"Guys, seriously," Jason pleaded. "What am I doing here? Where are we going?"
Piper knit her eyebrows.
"Jason, are you joking?"
"No, I have no idea." "Oh yeah, he's joking," Leo said. "He's trying to get me back for that shaving cream on the jello thing, aren't you?"